Drew, you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, I wanted to ask, but we just ran out of time. We've got the second largest corn crop on the planet, just about due to go into, or should be. How's China faring with that and their soybean crop?
The China crop is poised to do well. We are a little bit too cool for planting in the northeast up there in the old Manchurian provinces. We do need to get it to warm up there. I don't see that happening for about a week, but I think a week from now they will start that process. They've got good moisture up there, and they should be able to plant aggressively. In fact, there's probably very few areas in China that have any kind of a dryness issue right now. There's two provinces north of the Yellow River, Hebei and Shaanxi. Those are the only two places that have a notable dry bias at the moment. So all we've got to do is turn the thermometer up here just a little bit, and I think we'll probably see some pretty aggressive field work, and they'll be off and running and looking good on production potential.
And then on the flip side, if you look at Australia, they should be sowing a winter wheat crop.
Yeah, the winter wheat crop, and as well as barley and canola, all should be going into the ground about now. We had a rain event that got going this week in the southeast part of the country. In fact, it will continue through the weekend a little bit. And it should moisten up the soil enough that we will see some seeding take place. Western Australia is the area that we're going to have some dryness for a while. I think we'll probably see 10 days to maybe 2 weeks. Without much in the way of meaningful precipitation out there. It's still very, very early. This is just the first 10 days of the planting season, and, you know, it goes pretty deep into the winter season. So I think there's plenty of opportunity to do okay. The Bureau of Meteorology in Australia has certainly raised some caution flags with their prediction of El Nino later in the year. I don't believe that El Nino will be a factor until we get to the reproductive season, and at that point we could have some dryness issues, but I think the planting will go very well.
Okay, thanks much, Drew.
All right, you guys take care.
We will. Bye-bye.
Thank you.